The White House is unveiling new guidelines today aimed at rolling back states' stay-at-home orders, protecting against the spread of coronavirus. President Trump's call to wind down social distancing came as the United States recorded more than 2,400 deaths in just 24 hours, the highest one-day death toll for any nation since the start of the pandemic. Across the United States, there are nearly 640,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, though the true number is likely far higher due to the critical shortage of tests. At least 31,000 people have died of the disease in just a matter of weeks. Despite this, President Trump spent the last few days waging a war on journalists, public health experts, and science. On Wednesday, Trump suggested without evidence that World Health Organization officials conspired to hide the truth about the coronavirus. His comments came one day after he announced the U.S. would begin withholding hundreds of millions of dollars of funding for the U.N. body. At the same news briefing, President Trump fueled the fringe theory promoted by Fox News that the virus came from a lab in Wuhan, China. This is Fox News reporter John Roberts questioning Trump at Wednesday's press briefing.
Mr. President, multiple sources are telling Fox News today that the United States government now has high confidence that while the coronavirus is a naturally occurring virus, it emanated from a virology lab in Wuhan, that because of lax safety protocols, an intern was infected who later infected her boyfriend and then went to the wet market in Wuhan where it began to spread. Does that correspond with what you have heard from
officials?
Well,
I don't want to say that, John, but I will tell you. More and more we're hearing the story, and we'll see. When you say multiple sources, now there's a case where you can use the word sources, but we are doing a very thorough examination of this horrible situation that happened.